Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hour number three begins. Wow. Well, we are rolling. 8:07, your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You're probably familiar with her by now. She's been a many-time guest. Nanette Holt has done work with the Epoch Times, still contributes there. Also doing independent journalism as well. Nanette, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. It's always nice to see you guys.
How did your other half fare out after Father's Day?
I think he did well. He got something he had wanted for a long time, and I got it from a local gun store, so he's excited.
Okay.
That's a good day.
That sounds, now Greg's all of a sudden, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good day, right?
One of the things you're exposing here is these NGOs that we've heard a lot about. When they exposed USAID, we saw a lot of this money's going to NGOs, and they're supposed to do like non-government operations, supposed to be helpful in different areas, communities. It's been used by the State Department to kind of make friends. But now it seems like not only are things out of control, but you're saying, look, this is a lot of this is direct taxpayer dollars, and it's not going where we think it is.
Well, it's all out in the open if you know where to look. There's a pretty neat group called Data Republican. You can find them at datarepublican.com. Don't let the name scare you. They don't come across as super partisan, as far as I can tell. I mean, they're just laying out the numbers. And wow, if you didn't want to fund the No Kings protests and violent activity in Los Angeles, too bad you're funding it because you're a taxpayer. And the charts are there. I mean, if you go to datarepublican.com, I'm not a numbers girl. I'm a words girl, but I started going down the rabbit hole last night, and I needed to go get snacks because it's a fascinating read when you click on, say, a group. Say, okay, well, what does the Orange County United Way do with their $18 million they get from taxpayers? Well, they give it to the Tides Foundation, which gives it to a Jewish Voice for Peace, which funds these kinds of protests, surprisingly.
So in this case, Orange County United Way, you're not talking about money that was raised by people. This is what the government kind of kicks in, like a match type thing?
Correct.
Okay.
So the Data Republican has it broken down, how much Orange County United Way might take in, which appears to be about $36 million, but then, you know, goes crazy from there with taxpayer money.
Okay.
And a lot of organizations I saw on these lists are organizations I personally write a check to. Not through the IRS. And I was stunned to see how they take my money and they pass it out to other groups that do not represent the values that I want represented. So anyway.
One that you brought up to me was you say, look, this money is flowing and some of it's flowing. And I saw the Tides Foundation. They're receiving money that in essence would be taxpayer money. But yet we hear like, oh, that was funded by the Tides Foundation. And I go, well, those nutbags can do what they want with their money. But apparently it's not always or all of it their money, is it?
If you look at these graphs, almost every one of these groups gives money to the Tides Foundation. So we're funding the Tides Foundation. So I hope you like what they do because you're paying for it.
And you got to do your homework because you'd be surprised at some of these groups, what they stand for and the kind of work that they do.
Yeah.
Greg's trying to keep you on microphone.
Oh.
We're going to have to give her that one that's like this.
That's a telephone.
No, they have them for everybody now.
Oh,
one
of those. Oh, like the Garth Brooks look.
Yeah.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. So look, you're looking into this stuff. Do you think they'll ever, I mean, all you can do is let people know that's happening, but we need Congress to act on this to make sure that money doesn't go into these groups, correct?
Well, exactly. And I think that's why we saw Elon Musk, you know, have such a reaction because he expected Congress to say, what? We're giving money here? Let's end it. And that's just not how the legislative process works. So, you know, his frustration is what I was feeling last night when I was going through. This is total Doge ready for someone to just take apart.
Well, they're working with some of that through the rescission process. It's not anywhere near the kind of amounts that we were hoping to hear about, but it appears that they're moving in that direction. All right, we got to get to this too. China. And a new COVID, a different COVID, or the same old COVID that's going to impact people, that's the guess?
You know, once these viruses get going, whether they were engineered, as some believe, or whether they were naturally occurring, they just keep changing. And normally they get less and less problematic. But
generally.
But, you know, when China starts warning the rest of us that COVID is coming back and it's coming back stronger, that we need to pay attention to. And we have a doctor in Florida, very interesting guy, Eduardo Barbona. He's in Jacksonville. He treated all his patients with ivermectin very successfully. Last time I talked to him, he had treated about 700 people, including very old people who had been on life support, gave them ivermectin, and they completely healed. So he is working on putting together legislation that he hopes our state lawmakers will make law that you can get ivermectin over the counter. Because right now, if you have the right channels, you can get ivermectin made in India for about 30 cents a pill. But if you go to a local pharmacy and try to get a five-day course of ivermectin, it's going to be almost $400.
Really?
And that's according to this doctor.
Well, this pill has been around for decades and decades and decades. And before the whole COVID thing, it was literally pennies per dose.
Well, yeah, it's used for a lot of different things. This doctor actually even prescribes it to people fighting prostate cancer. There is well researched. I mean, there are studies, lists and lists of studies about how to use this drug successfully. It's very safe. Despite what the government tried to tell us during COVID, they put out a lot of fear-mongering warnings about how dangerous COVID was, how dangerous ivermectin was in treating COVID. But fact of the matter is, I not only know a lot of people who took ivermectin, I myself was very sick with COVID and took ivermectin, and immediately within 2 hours, I was breathing better.
How many of our, you know, if you're older, have comorbidities, there was a good chance that COVID could have put you in the hospital or killed you, okay, if you've got comorbidities. I don't recall, and I may be corrected on this, but we've got, 450 people or whatever between the House and the Senate. I don't remember. Did anybody succumb from that?
You got to wonder why. I don't think so. I think some have. I mean, my theory is some have passed because they got a vaccine that maybe didn't interact well with them. And, you know, there are some real questions about people who are dying unexpectedly from, you know, heart problems, maybe being linked to the vaccine. A lot of people believe there's a lot of research that backs that up. But this ivermectin is so safe, according to this doctor, and in many studies. So it would be really interesting if we could just go down and buy it when this COVID starts hitting here. Maybe we could all take care of ourselves and stay out of the hospital.
I heard you're going to be a snake hunter.
I am. So every year, the state, of course, opens season on these pythons that have become very problematic, especially down in South Florida. They get huge very quickly. They eat a lot of animals we need to keep out in the ecosystem to keep things balanced, and they need to be removed. People had them as pets. They got too big, and so they released them thinking, oh, the snake can live on its own and have a good life. The problem is it becomes a problem, so I'm going to go out and try to catch some of these 16, 18 footers.
They multiply fast.
They really
do. That's the problem.
Catch them? What do you mean you're going to catch them? Oh, you're just going to catch them, and what happens after that?
If they don't catch and release,
well,
I hope.
No, we catch and remove. So, you know, some of these snakes...
Are we going to have some python burgers after
well,
your trip?
Might,
new boots or something?
That's what I'm thinking. Why not?
You know, the people who remove these snakes, actually, some of them do it for a living. They work for the state as contractors. Mm-hmm. And they do. I mean, they use the snake. The snake will be used.
Yeah, I hate to see it go to waste, really, truly.
Yeah, I'm just hoping not to fall in the water. That would be very unpleasant. You do a lot of this snake hunting at night.
Don't let them wrap themselves around you.
Yeah.
That's not a hug.
No, because that's what they start out as.
Uh-huh.
How would you like a little hug?
Uh-huh.
Seriously, though, these snakes are big enough to eat people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'll eat deer and everything else.
So. They're like, some of them are, I don't know, like a foot across or whatever.
So it's a bit unnerving to sign the waiver that if I become a snake snack, it's, you know, my family can't seek any compensation.
The snake snack. Here comes Nanette.
Well, I can't wait to hear about that. The trip, not her being
now,
a
why
snake.
Are you doing, do we find out why you're doing it?
Why I'm going to do this story for the Epic Times, but I just want to document what happens and why is it a problem to release your snake into the wild? This is kind of the big thing.
Well,
stuff.
Nanette, always a pleasure. I think we covered the gamut here around the world, right back to the Everglades, and good job.
Well, thank you.
It's 8:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got all the big headlines, major stories coming at you next on 97.3 The Sky.
We ain't going snake hunting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're making it a happy Monday, and that's a good thing. 8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So they caught the suspected Minnesota lawmaker killer, suspected Minnesota political assassin Vance Luther Boulter, captured on Sunday. Statewide manhunt led authorities to Green Isle, 57 miles from Brooklyn Park, where Democrat State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were killed at their home. Boulter who was accused of assassinating the Hortmans, as well as wounding Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, in a politically motivated attack on Saturday. So he was arrested Sunday, 57 years old, and he was reportedly appointed to the state's Workforce Development Board in 2019 by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Wow.
But isn't it interesting how this guy and his list is full of Democrats?
Well, yeah, I mean,
Tim Walz.
For those that don't know, he had an extensive list that he was caught with.
Apparently Tim Walz was on the list, Omar was on the list, Attorney General Keith Ellison is potentially on the list. So, I mean, yeah, you use the word dozens because that's accurate.
But this guy himself, wouldn't he be considered a Democrat? This wasn't motivated.
So. Yep.
Yeah, there were people that, you know, put stuff on Facebook, of course, facts are out. And, you know, they made it seem like, you know, oh, yeah, it's, you know, killing Democrats, politically motivated, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, that doesn't tell you the whole story. In fact, if you didn't pay attention really to the story other than the headlines, you'd say politically motivated. Oh, you mean a conservative did it?
Right.
No, it's politically motivated, but not by a conservative. Apparently, these people maybe weren't, well, wacky enough, left enough. They worked maybe in a couple of cases with Republicans, at least these particular lawmakers.
Yes.
Here, not necessarily all on the list, but these ones that he actually got to.
It'll take a while to figure it out.
And he was appointed by Walz, but when Walz spoke out, I don't think he mentioned that.
I'm getting called out on this because I called Donald Trump a wannabe dictator. It's because he is. It's because he is. Oh. The governor's being mean and the governor's speaking out on that. Well, maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce.
Be a little meaner. Be a little more fierce.
That was June 1st. Not that long ago, Bob.
Vance. Hey, Vance. I'm in your head. I'm the governor. You need to be meaner. Huh? Yeah, you. I'm in your head. He puts out this kind of rhetoric, and less than 2 weeks later, a lawmaker is dead in his state of Minnesota. You know, look, did he want somebody to go shoot somebody? No, I don't believe that at all. But it was Tim Walz. How did they go from the party that was joy, joy, joy?
Oh, you forgot about that.
How did they do that? Go from joy, joy, joy to we got to be meaner. Yeah, we got to get nastier.
Get in their face.
Like, well, yeah. And it's not a surprise, really, because they are kind of the schizophrenic party.
Well, yeah, it's true.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
We could change it to Sybil. Instead of Democrats, we could just go with Sybil.
Yeah.
Takes in a lot.
I like it.
They went from this joy, joy, joy to now they've got to be meaner than Trump.
Wow.
Trump's a bully.
Mm-hmm.
And look, again, they're lost. They've lost their way. That is good. That's a good thing for Republicans and conservatives. I hope the Republicans don't squander this opportunity, but we shall see. So this guy was captured. He was captured alive. He didn't put up really any resistance. But it is interesting, isn't it, that he was appointed. Following the alleged identification by Minnesota police of Vance Luther Bolter as a suspect in the assassination of Speaker of the House Melissa Hortman and her husband, reports indicate that Governor Tim Walz appointed the man to the state's Workforce Development Board in 2019. Now, look. You're the governor. You have to delegate so much authority. Does he really know this guy? Does he know him personally? He may, but it's not an automatic connection because the guy gets appointed.
You appoint a lot of people to a lot of boards in your state.
Yeah. But you're out there, you know, telling your followers, maybe we got to get a little meaner. Reports indicate that the shooter had been identified as Vance Luther Bolter, Bolter was appointed by Governor Walz in the development board. That was 2019. And by then-Governor Mark Dayton to the Workforce Development Council in 2016. So he'd been in, you know, that similar positions right. for that Workforce Development Council and then the board for a few years at least. The New York Post reports the alleged killer had No King's flyers in the vehicle that he left behind at Hoffman's home. So that could give you another indication of his personal politics. Mm-hmm. He allegedly posed. Oh, yeah, this was a thing, too. I don't know how many people have, if you haven't been really following this, he posed as a police officer.
Right.
I mean, in uniform.
Yeah.
Did you see him tow the car away? It was like a Ford Explorer, black, mm-hmm. and looked like, you know how they're many of them are unmarked.
Right.
But it had the police lights
in it,
you know, like mounted on the inside, how they do that thin kind of trim line. So this guy, he did his homework.
Oh, yeah. He knew what he was doing.
He planned for this. And wow, as a law enforcement officer, I mean, isn't that frightening?
It is.
And here's the thing. He's only charged with second-degree murder. Now, couldn't they up that charge? Maybe. But if you're looking for, like, forethought, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He went out of his way to get a police uniform, fix his car up like a police car with the lights and everything, and then had a list of people he wanted to kill.
Wow.
That's
second degree, huh?
I think that qualifies pretty strongly under first degree, but perhaps they have their legal reasons why. I don't know.
Yeah.
And if I do find out, I'll share them with you. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:28. We're making Mondays great. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Answer first, ensuring our safety 24/7. 97.3 The Sky salutes first responders. The Sky Valor Honors Program.
Valor, valor, valor.
June is the month of valor on 97.3 The Sky. Every weekday at 8:35, we recognize the bravery of local law enforcement and first responders. This is what valor is all about. Shining a light on these heroes who are first on the scene when the unthinkable happens. We honor their life-saving efforts that go above and beyond the call of duty to keep us all safe. The 9th Annual Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, Campus USA Credit Union. And special thanks to Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, and BJ Trophies. Today's honoree, from Marion County Fire Rescue, saluting critical care paramedic Stephen Cabrera. Cabrera began his career with Marion County in June of 2005 as a firefighter EMT. He completed paramedic school, then critical care paramedic training, and advanced through the ranks to now serve on Marion County's critical care team. On the morning of December 30th, approximately 7:10, Marion County Fire Rescue units were dispatched to a motor vehicle collision on I-75 near the Bellevue exit. A sedan had veered off the roadway, struck a tree, and erupted into flames with a driver trapped inside. Multiple 911 calls were received from concerned motorists. Cabrera was off duty when he came upon the scene. Before the units arrived, he immediately took action. A bystander shattered the car's window. Cabrera opened the door of the burning vehicle, cut through airbags and seatbelt, and removed the unconscious driver. He carried the victim to safety away from the encroaching flames and then administered emergency medical care until crews from Marion Oaks arrived. Within 12 minutes of the crash, Cabrera had removed the patient. Crews had extinguished the fire. Paramedics were conducting advanced life support and transporting the patient to a local hospital as a trauma alert. Cabrera's courageous and selfless actions directly contributed to saving a life. His ability to respond with clarity, speed, and skill while off duty and without protective gear reflects the highest standards of the fire rescue profession. For his extraordinary heroism, Marion County Fire Rescue and 97.3 The Sky are proud to salute critical care paramedic Stephen Cabrera as today's Valor honoree. The Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. Special thanks to Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, and BJ Trophies. Tomorrow morning, 8:35, we will recognize another Sky Valor honoree. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:38. It's Monday, but we are going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you know, Israel attacked Iran. Iran fired missiles back. We're not done. We're not out of the woods yet. But Israel has been very successful taking out some very high-ranking people. And I think the people of Iran really do want to change. Mm-hmm. But how do you get that done? Well, a huge step in the possibility in the right direction. Look, when you don't have a way to communicate, your friends, neighbors, and stuff like that, it's very difficult to have any sense of organization and to move as a group. But now that may be solved, at least somewhat. Billionaire Elon Musk announced on social media platform X that he has activated the Starlink satellite communication system in Iran.
Ooh.
After Tehran cut off internet access to citizens in the wake of the Israeli strikes against its nuclear program early Friday morning.
They don't want the public to know what's going on.
The beams are on.
Nice.
He wrote. In a statement, the Iranian Communications Ministry on Friday said that due to the situation, temporary restrictions have been imposed on the country's internet, in effect blocking Iranians from accessing any outside news sources during the conflict between Tehran and Jerusalem. And then even the great one, Mark Levin, commented. He said, Elon Musk can put the final nail in the coffin of the Iranian regime by providing Starlink internet to the Iranian people. Iran cut off all internet so that people cannot organize a coup and communicate. And that's when Elon said, the beams are on.
Here, hold my satellite.
Here, Scotty, beam me up.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and that's exactly how I saw it, is like, I go, wow.
Yeah.
They're going to need to communicate. They're going to need to get information. And now they can get it from a source that won't be easily cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's tremendous. I think that's a great step in the right direction. One that I think, you know, the outcome could be not just of eventual peace, but in a real change. And that could make, the balance of power in the Middle East much better for Israel, much better for the U.S., and really, just in terms overall, from an economic standpoint, I mean, it'd be a win-win all the way around.
Well, I spoke to somebody over the weekend who was literally getting phone calls after the attacks were striking Iran, who are very conservative-minded people, and they want a revolution. They want to get rid of the Ayatollahs and this whole regime that's, you know, took over, what, in about 76, I guess it was,
79.
Something like that. Well, 79 was the actual...
the revolutionary...
well, the takeover of the embassy. But, yeah, it's...
Oh, when was the Shah... he was exiled, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was that 76?
Something like that. But anyway, it's the everyday people, they know what's right, and a lot of them remember.
And they still have a pretty young population in general.
Yeah.
And they could have a bright future, and I think maybe there's some of them that recognize that. And I'm sure, like many other situations, there's some that are just, they're fearful. Mm-hmm. They're fearful to act out, to get caught, because when a regime is run like that, not good things happen. Oscar-winning star Mel Gibson called out California Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass for their mishandling of the violent anti-ICE riots that roiled the City of Angels last weekend. The actor-director used Fox News contributor Raymond Arroyo's Arroyo Grande podcast to air his frustration. Gibson pointed out to the two politicians a lack of civic action in general and their sheer incompetence in particular, as evidenced in their handling of the Los Angeles wildfires. He said Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass have already proved their incompetence and poor leadership during those wildfires. Now, as we experience rampant lawlessness and civil unrest, it's never been more clear. They're unable to respond effectively and responsibly during a calamity. Whether it's sheer incompetence or outright malevolence, the reality is stark. I hate to say it, or maybe I don't hate to say it, but there's a lot of action in their inaction. I have to believe that it is done with purpose. There is a certain chaos that they want to take place, and they're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, how dumb would you be to let riots unfold after what you've already seen a few summers ago?
Yeah.
You saw what it did to cities. Now, who wouldn't be quick to crack down on that kind of stuff? I mean, wasn't that, I thought, for everybody, lesson learned? You don't give people room to breathe, you know? Oh, no. They just got to let off some steam.
No, that smoke is coming off a burning police station. Thank you very
much.
Yeah,
that's not steam.
That's not steam.
That's smoke.
That's smoke. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. He said, California is in a state of turmoil. That's what Mel Gibson did. He says, and I ask my fellow Angelinos, why are Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass still in office? How much more of their destructive decision-making masquerading as leadership are we going to tolerate? It's time to take back our community and our state and put the power and the privilege in the hands of competent leaders whose goal are to protect us and the way of life that this nation was founded upon and promised to offer. Gibson was appointed special ambassador to Hollywood by President Donald Trump back in January. He lost his home in the Palisades fire that broke out January 7th, as Fox News noted in the report. His outspoken response to that disaster had seen many tip him as a possible future California state governor.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
And in February, Gibson joined the Saving California movement in its efforts to recall Newsom. Hmm. Yep, we deserve much more. We deserve much better. And there's no adequate excuse why the governor or mayor can't make. There's no good excuse for this gross mismanagement, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a good point there. Mad Max for governor. I love it.
I can see the posters now.
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome.
I might bring back the mullet.
Oh, hey.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Still got lots of important information to share with you. Stick around. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday, 8:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Some of the things we've been talking about. Trump's parade. The Marines standing tall in L.A. at the protest there. And in fact, Trump is going to expand some operations, possibly. Senator Rand Paul, not a huge fan of the glorification of weapons. So the parade thing maybe wasn't a big hit for him personally. I say time and a place to whine about the parade. You know what I mean? Not the time or place. I get where he's coming from, because other regimes have, you know, promoted that kind of military saber-rattling, look at us, look at all our missiles kind of thing. And, yeah, I think that sticks in our mind. But, hey, why should we let them own that? Why shouldn't we do a little bit of our own show, especially for, it's not something we do all the time, 250 years.
And you've got a lot of countries threatening other countries. You've got them threatening us. It's probably a good time to go, hey, we can handle it.
Yeah.
You know, we're America.
Yeah. President Donald Trump swore in new soldiers and soldiers who are reenlisting during the parade celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States Army Saturday night. Trump swore in the troops around 2 hours into the parade, which paid homage to soldiers who fought throughout America's history. Congratulations. Welcome to the United States Army and have a great life. Thank you very much. What a great life, Trump said to the swearing-in troops. Trump spoke moments after the swearing-in ceremony and lauded the Army as the greatest, fiercest, and bravest fighting force ever to stride the face of the earth. He added that the Army keeps us free, you make us strong, and tonight you have made all Americans very proud. They're watching from all over the world, actually made them all very proud. Trump emphasized toward the end of his remarks that the United States soldier will be there when duty calls. We affirm, certainly, that in the years ahead and every generation hence, whenever duty calls and whatever danger comes, the American soldier will be there. No matter the risk, no matter the obstacles, our warriors will charge into battle. They'll plunge into the crucible of fire. They will seize the crown of victory because the United States of America will always have the grace of Almighty God and the iron will of the United States Army. Wow. Powerful, powerful words. And I know under this president, those are backed by actions as well. There was a strong sense of patriotism on the National Mall for the Army's 250th birthday, which also happened to coincide with Trump's 79th birthday. Before the festivities were underway, parade goers said the Pledge of Allegiance in front of a massive American flag at the base of the Washington Monument. After the pledge, the group folded the American flag together in a sign of patriotism, teamwork, and unity. Wow.
Nice.
That just sounds like a wonderful occasion, a time to, you know, celebrate an anniversary, but also to reflect on the sacrifices made. Mm-hmm. Feel blessed by our current situation, knowing that there are challenges ahead, but we've got, you know, the people, the manpower, and the expertise to be able to handle those challenges. You know, such a far cry from the wailing and gnashing of teeth of lefties who claim that Trump is some sort of a king. It is, to most of us, very bizarre and ridiculous. But then again, many of the policies that these people voted for and support are the same.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, in a show. In a show of, you know, protesting ICE.
Uh-oh.
Singer and social media influencer Neza defied the Dodgers' direction to sing the national anthem in English, instead sang a Spanish version in protest of immigration and customs enforcement raids taking place in L.A. Can you imagine that?
No, that's pretty rude.
Yeah.
That's not the place for protest.
And you know, it is interesting because she's on the wrong side of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
There was sort of a theme, and I knew Democrats were wrong when they went down this path a while ago when it had to do with borders. They thought that Hispanics would agree with them. And I said, no. I go, no, Hispanics in general are going to be on the side of conservative, family, God-fearing principles and beliefs.
Yep.
That's where they are. I go, when you tell them they're going to get taxed less, they like that.
Yeah.
When you tell them you're not going to interfere with their worship, they like that. When you tell them that, you know, you think that a family unit is a, you know, a good and positive thing for the U.S., they like that. You know, when you tell them this is a land of opportunity and try to back that up through policies, they like that. And they don't want gang members and killers coming into their communities any more than anybody else does. So this Vanessa Hernandez, who goes by the name Neza, she shocked the crowd. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.